B-Pod Studios.
Station. 3 o'clock, Mike Mussinelli Show. Brought to us by Corbelise Bakery and Deli in the 3 o'clock hour. World famous tomato pie and Huggy Party trays, every bit as good. Jockeying around three questions today for you. Number one, the Sean Jackson acquisition. If you don't like it, why don't you like it? Number two, if it's Brett Brown and somebody completely new, in other words, an unknown person, and you had to decide right now, are you going Brett Brown or are you going unknown? And finally, the general question, are teams in this city doing the best they can for you? Now, there's another thing that's got me a little bit concerned here. The story that I was reading has nothing to do with sports. Did you see this story about the Elon Musk Hyperloop?
Yeah.
You saw this, right?
Yeah.
All right, now here's the deal. The Pennsylvania Turnpike Commission has awarded a $2 million contract for a feasibility study on a cross-state Hyperloop tunnel.
Yeah.
This tunnel would extend from Philadelphia to Pittsburgh, and it would be a high-speed train through low-pressure underground tubes that would cut transit time from Philly to Pittsburgh to 30 minutes. Now, there are two things that I immediately think of.
Now, this is the second one. The first one that's planned is from D.C. to New York, also in 30 minutes.
All right, I don't care about that one. I care about the one that affects me.
Okay.
I have one, well, actually two main questions. If you're going to pay $2 million for a feasibility study, why not put that $2 million towards the tunnel?
Well, it might not be feasible.
So you're going to waste $2 million to see if it's feasible?
Yeah.
You got a couple of engineers studying the plans. Yeah, it's feasible. That $2 million, we're going to put towards it. How much do you think that thing will cost?
That's
going to waste $2 million and raise another, like, $15 million?
It's going to cost more than that.
Whatever it's going to cost. Secondly, why do we need a Hyperloop from Philly to Pittsburgh?
We need Hyperloop everywhere, Mike.
Well, we need the Hyperloop one place. There's one place that you need a Hyperloop if you live in this area. Where is it?
What do you mean?
Just one logical place. You're going to put a Hyperloop in. Where are you going
to
put it?
What, to the airport?
No.
To the stadium?
No. To the Jersey Shore. Philly to the Jersey Shore in a Hyperloop. If you can get to Pittsburgh in a half hour, it'll take you 5 minutes to get to the shore.
That's the plan. It's all part of a plan.
Why Philly to Pittsburgh? Why is that needed? And not with all the traffic problems you have going down the shore Friday night, coming back on Sunday night. It's a nightmare.
Right.
Why would you not have the Hyperloop go to the Jersey
Shore?
You're
localizing a problem. What the plan for the Hyperloop is to give planes. You just saw our travel issues.
Uh-huh.
To put the airports out of business. So you have to get to Pittsburgh. So then you can build another Hyperloop to get to the Midwest. Probably you're trying to get to Chicago next. So you have, but you need
to connect.
There's
going to be a series of Hyperloops going across the United States.
Yes. And, if you can take a train in 4 hours, or fly to L.A. in 4 hours, you may end up taking the train and the transfers with the Hyperloop because flying's terrible because the airlines suck. So you need to have an alternative. Well, and you got to go to major places to do that. The Jersey Shore is not a major place where planes land, by and large.
It makes more sense. A Hyperloop makes more sense from Philadelphia to the Jersey Shore.
That's local.
Thousands of people every weekend go to the Jersey Shore.
And we'll get there. But first things first, D.C., metro area, it would have a stop in Philly and then up to New York. Now, think about that. That's a lot. More people do that than even go to the Jersey Shore. They go from New York to D.C. and Philly. That's more people. This is small.
All right. So, in other words, Philly to Pittsburgh is only like a preliminary to get across the country? Because people aren't going from Philly to Pittsburgh.
Well, now you could. You could literally live in Pittsburgh and work in Philly and vice versa.
I could take a freaking airplane and get to Pittsburgh in an hour. I don't need a Hyperloop to get to Pittsburgh.
The Hyperloop is going to make it to where you can live wherever you want and work wherever you want. That would be so much better.
I see a commute from Philly to Pittsburgh and get a job in Pittsburgh.
You could. You could. It's 30 minutes. I have a longer commute home now.
Listen, yeah, I got a bigger problem with getting to the Jersey Shore on freaking weekends.
All right? I agree with
and
you.
And I know everybody out there agrees.
Right,
It is disgraceful.
It's terrible.
And they should have a Hyperloop from my house to the freaking Wells Fargo Center so I can get in prior to a Sixer game without waiting in line.
I threw in there should be. No, the stop should be at the stadium.
How about that, Elon? Build it right under my basement. But I can just walk right in, boom, get to the stadium.
You're not.
Mikey missed Hyperloop.
That'd be cool. Are you intrigued by this Hyperloop? Because I am.
Not to Pittsburgh, no. Yeah. No, I know. You're looking at the big picture. I'm looking at the small picture. I'm looking at the annoyance of trying to get to the Jersey Shore.
And that's a Tesla train. Now, I think once that Tesla train gets popping, they're going to have clubs down there, shops. It'll be way better.
It wouldn't take much pipe to get to the Jersey Shore. I'd go to a hardware store and get the pipe necessary to get to the Jersey Shore. PVC. I had to get the big PVC. Get a little train and shoot through there.
You know, that's a dream of mine. My wife and I have.
So you don't go to Jersey Shore?
No. Well, we want to get a place in Jersey. That's a dream.
All right.
That's a dream.
All right. Well, I'm trying to make it easy for you.
But now, you're kind of the way you're talking, like...
5 minutes. You get to Pittsburgh in a half hour, take you 5 minutes. Can you imagine?
Get
to the shore in 5 minutes?
Then you won't need the second house. You can just go to the shore house and commute every day back to Philly.
There you go.
Stay at the beach.
Exactly.
Be nice.
Brad in Haddon Heights, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Brad.
Hey, Mike, what's up, man?
What's going on, Brad?
You know, that's what they want to do. They want to get us all like ants down in the ground, right? That's the main goal.
Yeah, I mean, I get the merits of the Hyperloop that can get you cross country. I get it. But still, you know, we still have airplane travel. I just can't get to the shore.
Yeah, the plane, I agree with Tyrone. The planes do suck. But the reason the Jersey Shore might be a problem, Mike, is because we have a low sea level here in Jersey.
Dig deeper.
Then get some diggers.
You know what I'm saying? Someone loaded gun and those who dig. Dig. Let's go. A couple backhoes, man. Come on. What else you got, Brad?
Oh, man. It's been a while, Mike. And I know I get a little sour football season, uh-huh. But I just want to give you props, man. You know your baseball and Tyrone. He knows his basketball very well. And I didn't know about too much about them sports, you know, other than playing it around as a kid. But, mm-hmm. You know, football is my main sport. And
all right, so you satisfied right now with what they're doing? Are you going to the Eagles going into this season?
I'm worried about who's my backup quarterback.
Do we care about the backup quarterback?
We should, right?
I know. You're thinking, well, he's an injury-prone quarterback. He's not injury-prone. He just has to stay away from hits. He's a big, healthy boy. He'll be fine.
Can we get a stud running back then?
Yes, Tevin Coleman would be perfect for them.
You think Tevin Coleman's that dude?
I think he's that dude. They can, okay. And then they're going to draft somebody.
What round do you think they're going to do that, Mike?
Second round.
Really?
Yeah.
What round are they going to
defensive tackle? Defensive tackle or end in the first round. Running back second round.
What about D back?
Yeah, they might grab a D-back in there, too.
Okay.
All right?
All right, man. Thanks, Mike.
All right, brother. You got it. Let's see. There's somebody who ripped Wentz. He's got an email saying Deshaun is not going to be as effective. He would have been more effective with Foles because Foles throws the long ball better than Carson Wentz.
Stats don't say that. The stats say that Wentz threw the ball deeper. More often and better last season.
I get you. I was just repeating what somebody had just emailed me.
No.
Obviously a Folesian Society member.
No, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. But this, the facts do not back up this notion. And when push came to shove, he was throwing it to mm-hmm. Ertz the same rate. He was throwing to Alshon mm-hmm. more, but he was throwing it to Ertz the same rate. Why? Because Ertz was the best player.
Yeah.
You threw it to your best player. Yep. He was the best player on the offense. And both quarterbacks threw it to him a ton of times. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the worst thing in the world to throw it to your best player over and over again. If Ertz was a wide receiver, no one would have had a problem with what Wentz did. Because if you throw it, they throw it to Julio Jones every down. No one thinks twice about it. Mm-hmm. It's only because it was a tight end that fans got upset about it. He was the best player. You throw it to your best player.
Somebody just reported that the Hyperloop is going to cost $25 million. Per mile?
It's very expensive.
per mile. Well, see, that's more reason to just cut it off the project and go to Jersey Shore with it.
I don't know if it's $25 million per mile for real, but even if it is, it's worth it. Anything that puts these,
mile.
Anything that puts these airlines on notice that we have another option is worth it.
Well, you are angry with the airlines.
You know I had a delay coming back home.
We didn't take
the same flight.
You had a problem going there with the bin. You had a problem going back with the delay.
They just and there's just no, and we can we're helpless. There's no recourse whatsoever. I got no options to hurt them after they hurt me. Most businesses.
You can go to another airline.
Okay.
You don't have to take that particular airline anymore.
Well, now the next time the company sends it someplace, you get your miles. So now I'm going to be on a different flight.
Mm-hmm.
I got to fly Delta, JetBlue.
Yeah. I had a nice flight. I had first class in, I believe it was an Asian noodle salad.
Oh, did you?
That I had on the way back. Yeah. And seat 1C.
Oh. Huh. Yeah. I had a delay.
It was nice.
And mini pretzels.
Uh-huh. I was here for the week.
I think I may have asked for a Bloody Mary as well.
A little.
I think I had a Bloody.
Well, yeah.
A little breakfast Bloody.
Comfortable.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So you said 25 mil per mile?
Yeah.
So it's 304 miles to Pittsburgh, which would run you to $6.6 billion.
Actually, it could cost that much.
How much would the Jersey Shore one cost?
Well, I'll look into that. About 90 miles.
What shore point do you want me to go to here, Mike?
Well, it would go to a hub.
Go to Atlantic City.
Go to a hub. No, I don't want it to go to Atlantic.
Well, that's not where Atlantic you would
City.
Go.
Yeah, like Ocean City.
That's where the airport is.
Ocean City.
A dry town?
Go to Ocean City.
All right.
Yeah, and they spin off from there. You know? Then you have a car waiting for you or something.
Yeah,
all right. And then they put a big parking lot. They have it like right near one of the bridges. And so they got to dig underneath the sea level at first. So you're going underwater first.
And then boom. If we did just the Ocean City, New Jersey, that's 65 miles. So that's $1.625 billion.
That's a bargain. That is a bargain.
$1 billion
to save that aggravation.
I'm
driving
going 90
on Friday
miles.
Night,
you gotta get,
Sunday.
You
got
to get closer to like Cape May if you're going to do it to the shore point. You got to have it. So it'd be $1.8 billion for 90 miles. Dan Roach did the math.
Did he do the math?
Yeah.
Everybody out there is agreeing with me because everybody does this on the weekends and puts up with that crap. Really?
So
there is nothing more aggravating than being in shore traffic.
Do you ever leave the shore house on Monday to hit less traffic
well,
to come right to work?
Unfortunately, I can do that.
But a lot of people can't do that.
But most people can't.
Right, because they're 9 to 5, yeah.
Right. So I'm all about the people. It's just not about me here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm about the people. They have to work a full day on Friday and get down there with their loved ones, you know, and then leave Sunday night because they want to spend the day at the beach.
It's tough.
Okay, I care about those people.
We'll work on it.
All right, let's go Chris in Lancaster. Chris, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Chris.
Hey, I just got to say, great episode. Full House Chicks, Asian, salad. Now we got the Hyperloop.
Yeah.
I'd definitely be hype about that. I mean, if they were hiring, I'd probably go dig it to the shore. I would just...
Well, there you go. And then forget the Pittsburgh one. Let's go there.
Yeah, Pittsburgh's kind of whack. I don't really get that. Maybe it's because like they need to... Eventually,
out west, you go LA to San Francisco, to LA, you can have that one. But right now, the Philadelphia needs one of the Jersey Shore.
Agreed.
First and foremost.
Dawson, the Sean Jackson, I can't have any problem with him. Should have never left, to be honest.
Yeah, well, that was the Chipster. Yeah.
Yep.
Chipster had an issue. I can't even blame the Chipster. He wanted a certain culture. And Deshaun didn't fit it. Now his plan was an abject failure, but at least he had a plan to do something.
Agreed. And with Deshaun back, I mean, he's going to be a stud. But my real question is more or less about Brett Brown. I mean, if they get to the second round, they got to play the Raptors with the Raptors' home court advantage. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's up in the air for anybody in the league at this point, I got to say. So you can't really put it all on Brett Brown at that point, but...
Why not? Why not?
Because, well...
Did you improve your team or not? Did you improve the team?
But what's that? That's not saying they didn't improve. Like, they could have improved. They've improved just naturally, and now they got
improve
the ball.
From where they were?
Yeah,
with
I mean...
all these acquisitions?
No, they didn't. They didn't.
They didn't
You're
improve?
Right.
Yeah, they did.
I don't know.
They obviously
that's
did.
The thing.
That puts an onus on the coach to deliver it then.
I agree. I think his late game coaching is just atrocious.
All right. Well, that's what I'm saying. You got to get me past Toronto, and we'll see about the next series. But if you don't get past Toronto, that's not any better than what they did last year.
Well, I guess my bottom line is since they're the 2 seed, you can't really. If the Sixers were a higher seed, you'd be able to justify.
No, incorrect. Because if the Sixers had this team the whole year, they might be the 2 seed. You got to judge this team based on what they are now, their personnel now.
You can't look at it.
They got a bad start, and Toronto got a good start, or a better start than the Sixers. No more. No escape hatches for this now. If they don't get past the second round, there's no way anybody can justify that they should make changes to the guys that are coaching this team. Corey in Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Corey.
What's up, Mike? How you doing?
What's going on, Corey?
How's everybody doing, man?
Good.
Yo, you have a great topic today, man. That Hyperloop, real quick, man. I can understand when to get out of Pittsburgh quickly, but who wants to get to Pittsburgh quickly, man?
That's what I mean. Like, it's more beneficial for the people of Pittsburgh. They want to get, if the people of Pittsburgh want to go to a real city, they take the Hyperloop. But here,
the Hyperloop to Cleveland next.
All we want to do is go to the beach.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, man. Nah, come on. This is ridiculous. Listen, I got a feasibility for $500,000. Yes, feasible. Give me my $500,000 now. Keep the million and a half rest. Deshaun, I'm glad he's back, man. So I don't know if I can answer your question. I'm not unhappy about that. And your question was, if you'd be happy, I'm happy he's back. I agree. You should never left. You actually could tell he was really still hurt about being discarded from the Eagles the way he played against us when you see him.
Yeah.
So I think you still have some juice left, man. I still think you can fly. Welcome back, Deshaun. Let's go get it.
All right, Corey.
I really like the move.
You got it, man.
Brett, how about Brett? Can I talk about Brett Brown?
Yes.
I agree with you, man. We should be able to find out now if he can coach. And if they don't get past where they were last year, he's got to go. I always appreciate how he held the locker room together when they were just terrible and I couldn't watch, you know, the entire game. But, yeah, I mean, he's being judged on the squad he has now. The starting five he has now, man, is a good starting five, man. You got to be able to go further than where he was last year. And I think that all the Philly teams now are doing, I'm satisfied. Not satisfied until we all have championships.
Mm-hmm.
But I think all the Philly teams, even the Flyers, are doing as much as they can right now. I can't nitpick about anything that these Philly teams are doing right now, man, because it seems like the effort, they're being responsible physically, but they're also going ahead and making moves that they need to do to improve the teams, all four major sports. So I really can't complain. I know Philadelphia fans are tough. We have, a bad reputation, man, but I think all four teams really are doing as much as they can right now to win with what they have right now, and that's not always the case.
Corey, I agree with you. I like it. I agree wholeheartedly that they're doing the best they can right now, which puts even more onus on my head coach to deliver. Because we're in that current season now.
Absolutely. Now, the Hyperloop, Booney did a little more research real fast.
All right, we're talking more.
It's $10 million per mile.
It's what?
It's $10 million per mile.
$10 million per mile.
Yeah, not the same as the guy said. $10 million.
$10 million. Well, that's cheaper.
That's cheaper. So now getting to Ocean City, that's $650 million.
That's a bargain.
That feels like worth it. Let's get that done now.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to go to the dry town, but pick a different town and I'm with you.
It's just the hub. It's not like we're going to Ocean City because you want to be in Ocean City. It's the hub. Ocean City, you can get anywhere from Ocean City. It's like you can go south if you want to go down that way, or you can go north.
I think the two stops should be Cape May, right near the ferry, and Atlantic City.
Cape May is too far south. What are you going to go that far south for?
Because you got to get down there.
Why?
That serves that area.
Get to Cape May.
And then people can also get in the ferry, get over to Delaware.
Cape May's a nice spot.
Yeah, it's a nice spot.
Yeah, but the majority of people aren't going to Cape May. Cape May people are different.
I think Cape May and Atlantic City would be the two stops.
Yeah, that Stone Harbor Cape May thing is different.
They got some bars there. You got the zoo.
Yeah, I think you got to have a stop there, Mike.
Look at some animals.
And Atlantic City, as much as we don't like it, is close enough to all the other towns.
Okay, it'd be the L-shaped Hyperloop. Then.
Yeah.
Atlantic City, then the L takes you to the Ocean City, Avalon, Sea Isle Avalon.
Yeah.
Area.
Be a stop every. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you
most of the people in Philadelphia are Sea Isle people.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sea Isle Avalon people.
Oh, yeah. That's like
Ocean City Sea Isle people.
Yeah. That's what people
are here.
The Flyers fans used to complain about Carter and Richards. Yeah, too busy in Sea Isle. That's why they don't win. Then they go win other cities. Yeah, that's why they don't win. It's spending too much time in Sea Isle.
Correct.
Not focused on hockey.
Yes. 610-632-0975. By the way, hockey. In case you didn't hear from Martinez, who was jumping up and down when he said it, 3 points away from a playoff spot. Tyrone, can they pull it off?
I would say no.
Oh! I would say no. They're 3 points away. Oh, Flyer fans are coming out of the woodwork now.
I'm more joking.
I don't have a guess. Look at your Twitter feed now. Mike Misnelli show back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
We get the Twitter poll update in 3 o'clock hour going, brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Andrew Salchunas in today for Natalie Eganoff.
The question, are all four major Philadelphia sports teams doing things the right way? A little change, 86 now. 86% say yes, 14% say no.
All right, awesome. Let me ask you a question. That jersey, did you consider like waiting to get the away gray uniform that the Phillies wear?
No, I knew I was going with this one.
You knew you were going with the powder blue.
Yes, and I'm learning, people are letting me know on Twitter that it will be their alternate home jersey this season. So that, Harper
that
will wear
with the old P?
Yes, it'll be their alternates this season. Remember they used to do the cream colored? It looks like this will be their number one
alternate.
You
like that gray, away gray?
That's nice. But it's more stylish, man. Come on. And you know me, I'm all about style.
I know you are. You're all about style. That's correct. By the way, Tyrone, I had DVR'd this and I wanted to see it. Have you seen that documentary on Teddy Pendergrass yet?
No.
On Showtime? You haven't seen this yet?
No.
Oh,
Anthony was telling me about
it. Fantastic.
How great it was.
It shows off Philadelphia in a big way.
I got to watch that. I got to watch it tomorrow because the Sixers play tonight. Yeah, watch it tomorrow.
I can hear a little TP a little later in the show.
Oh, that's no problem. Yeah. He's underrated.
Well, underrated? He's the best R&B artist of all time.
No, but he's underrated.
Oh, yes. Go ahead. Give me who's... Go ahead.
Stevie Wonder's better.
Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, Stevie Wonder's the best, the greatest living musician that we have.
Musician, yes. But as far as the voice, the R&B voice, none better than Teddy Pendergrass.
No, Stevie's better. But, I mean, Teddy's underrated, though. Like, he's underrated. I'm saying he's underrated.
Okay, you got to get me close the door.
All right.
All right, a little later?
Yeah.
All right.
That's an all-timer.
How about the the whole thing about Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes?
He wasn't cutting the checks.
Harold Melvin let everybody think that he was the lead singer. Well, it was Teddy Pendergrass was the lead singer.
Yeah.
And Harold Melvin was evil.
Yeah.
In this documentary, it shows it.
And yeah, I heard all about that even before. And that's why when they tour now, they're Harold Melvin's Blue Notes.
Yeah.
That's what they have to call themselves now.
Yeah, well, they split in three ways. Teddy Pendergrass went on his own. Blue Notes went on their own. And Harold Melvin developed his own group.
That's
that split up. But Harold was hiding stacks of money in his mattress and not giving it to the group.
Not cutting it.
It was pretty good. All right, let's go to Ace in Center City. What's up, Ace? Ace, turn your radio off, brother. Turn your radio off.
Coming. Hold on. Keep y'all speaking. All right.
God, Ace.
All right. Two things about the Sixers and Eagles.
Yes, sir.
The Aguilar thing.
Mm-hmm.
You got to keep Aguilar. He's going to make the offense way better if we keep him.
Okay.
Brett Brown, in his case, you know, give him a chance.
Give him what chance? What do you mean by that? Give him a chance.
Well, his coaching ability.
That's what I'm asking you. If they don't get to the second round, are you going Brett or unknown?
Unknown means keep them on.
No, unknown means somebody else that you don't even know, but just somebody else, somebody different.
Somebody different. It's Brett Brown all the way. Like,
it's Brett Brown all the way, even if they lose in the second round.
I like the way even though we lose and win awkwardly like we do, it's like he got a thing going.
My God, where have you been? I've never heard your opinion ever about Brett Brown.
That's the way he is. I mean, he get the coaching from this guy from San Antonio. I forget his name.
Popovich.
There you go. Popovich.
Yeah.
That guy's He's the truth. Like
he's the truth. Even living in this day and age.
Brett Brown's like a rookie. He's like a rookie coach.
He's like a rookie coach.
And you need he needs time to progress. That's my opinion.
He needs time to progress. He's been here for how many years? Ace?
I know he's been here for a while. He's been here for very long. But
Ace, hold on. Let me get this straight. If they lose in the second round, you're okay with bringing Brett Brown back?
Losing the second round, bringing Brett Brown back. Okay.
That's the question.
That's a question for everybody, a lot of people.
Yeah, it's a question for you, too. You agree what? I'm asking you the question.
I mean, what? Thirsty for 2 years straight?
No, Ace. I'll make it simple. If the Sixers this year, Ace, they say they lose in the second round, are you keeping Brett Brown or are you going with another guy?
I would say yes. Keep him.
Say yes. Ace is killing me. I can't get a straight answer out of Ace. Bill in New Jersey. Bill, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Bill.
Hey, first time, long time.
What's up, Bill? You got top Ace.
Well, what I'd like to talk about is who is the receiver coach for the Eagles, and is he going to make it better?
They have the new receiver coach now. Who's the new receiver coach? They got rid of the guy last year.
I have no idea.
All right, we'll find it in a second.
So anyhow, one other thing, talking about Brett Brown, he is the most losing coach in Philadelphia history. So why do we keep on thinking he's good?
Well, I mean, there's a reason why they were losers. I mean, they tried to lose for 4 years.
Yeah, I could have done that. I could have been the coach.
Well, yeah, that doesn't mean he wasn't a good coach. They had a terrible roster for a reason.
Yeah, well, now that he's got a good team, I don't see him doing anything good.
You don't? You don't believe in him?
No.
Okay. All right.
I mean, I could have done this, what he's doing.
Yeah, I don't think so. But what... Did we hit a wall here in a 3 o'clock hour? What happened? With 3 o'clock hour, it reversed on us.
Also, how often do we get calls about who the wide receiver coach is? Like last year's wide receiver play, I don't know if it was the coach.
It's Carson Walsh. Yeah, Carson Walsh is the
former Bears and Vikings assistant. Courtesy of Boone.
He's tied into your boy, Mike Rowe.
Oh, he's tied in with Grow?
Yeah.
Oh, then he knows what he's good about technique.
Yeah, those are the Bears. And Grow is the receivers coach there.
Yeah, they do still have to draft a receiver this year.
Yeah.
Probably in that third round.
See, this is where I need Teddy to soothe my soul.
Well, you said later.
I think I need it right now after those two calls. Close the door. That's what I need.
Well, all right. Take another call.
Can I get a little soothing? I'll wait for you. I need a little soothing. Before I get to the next call, give me some Teddy. Close the door. So, Andrew, how was your weekend? Is it all right?
My weekend was great.
Was it good?
Yeah. I didn't really do much.
No?
No, I hung out, drank a lot.
Did you?
Yeah, it's a typical weekend for Andrew Salchunas here. I was actually here. No, you know what? I lied.
Did
I was
you
here
order that
days.
Online, that jersey?
No, I went to the store. I'm a human.
You went to the store?
I like the interaction.
What store did you buy?
The clubhouse store down by the stadium.
Oh, okay. You went to the clubhouse store.
Yeah, I reminisced. I walked around the stadium a little bit.
Oh, here we go. I need a little soothing. There we go. See, this will bring anybody down.
Close the door.
Oh, look at that. That doesn't get any better. That voice. Give you what you've been waiting for. Doesn't get any better than that voice. Come on.
Baby, I got so much love to give. I wanna give it all. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. That was perfect. I needed that for my soul, bro. Thank you. Appreciate that. All right, let's go, John at Abington. John, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, John?
Hey, Michael.
What's happening?
Yeah, he was the best, man. Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes.
Yeah, but as a solo artist, yeah, he crushed as a solo artist.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, the only thing, you know, I happen to agree with Tyrone. Brett Brown, I happen to think the players, you know, look, the Cleveland Cavaliers did the complete opposite without LeBron James. And, you know, they're just about winning. So they played them tonight. And, yeah, the Sixers did do better. I agree that, you know, if they don't make the second round. But I don't know, like Tyrone's saying, Ben Simmons has just got to play.
Yeah. No, I understand
he's
that.
He's got to play.
I get it. But you got to figure out, in the playoffs, you got to figure out, you know enough about these teams that if you're a good coaching staff, you out-coach the other guy. I mean, Brad Stevens did that to Brett last year, didn't he?
Yes.
So why can't the intelligence get together and coach their ass off to beat Toronto? Why is that impossible?
Because I guess they got better players.
Do they? Toronto have a better starting five than the Sixers?
Well, Leonard's better than any five that the Sixers got.
And Leonard's a great player, no question about it. Does the starting five is the starting five of the Sixers better than Toronto's?
Yes.
All right. Well, if your starting five is better, then you got to figure out how to manage your bench and how to manage your strategy to beat the team that finished with a better record than you. I hold you responsible for that.
But the starting, I mean, the guard that Ben Simmons is, because you're reaching out to Magic Johnson and you're asking him.
Nobody's reaching out to Magic Johnson.
To play the position.
Yeah. So, John, what's your point? What is your point?
Is that he's the key guy.
I know he's the key guy. All right, I get it. We understand Ben's strengths and weaknesses. But we got to figure out a way on how to utilize Ben Simmons the best way possible so you can beat the other team. You just can't say, well, Ben's not good enough as a point guard to beat that other team. No, he is, because he gives you three dimensions that the other team has to worry about. It's not just Ben and his game. The other team has to defend Ben as well. He's got an advantage over most guys that are going to defend him. So utilize that. I can't let this coaching staff off the hook, man. I just can't do it. There's no way I can do it.
You shouldn't.
All right. You got to beat Toronto. And you may have to beat Milwaukee for me to be satisfied. 610-632-0975. We're back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
All right, 3:47 is Mike Mussinelli Show. Some NFL news today. Anthony Barr was going to sign with the Jets. All of a sudden, he got cold feet. Back to the Vikings. It looks like Mark Ingram is done because the Saints went with Latavius Murray. Jordan Hicks goes to the Cardinals. Teddy Bridgewater, he was your guy for backup quarterback. Signed with the Saints.
Makes sense. And he saw Breeze's own fumes by the end of the season. So smart by him.
All right, so Teddy's going to... No backup here, Teddy Bridgewater. So they'll look for the other... somebody. They'll sign somebody, though.
Oh, but they did give him a second-round tender.
Yeah.
So...
Nate?
Yeah, so
that's great.
That means they believe in him a little bit.
Well, yeah.
Maybe he's ready to be the backup.
It's possible he's ready to be the backup. He'll probably have a chance to win the job. In preseason. He'll play a lot.
Yeah, he knows the system. He knows the system inside and out.
All right, before we get back to phones, let me play a little either-or game with you. Luther Vandross, Teddy Pendergrass.
I got to go Luther. It's tough.
Oh, I'll tell you what, you're a Teddy hater, man.
No, I'm not.
Not even close.
I did my definitive
that
top five R&B.
That is not even
R&B.
Close.
I have my list.
I'm playing this game with you. Forget your list.
Uh-huh.
Marvin Gaye, Teddy Pendergrass.
Marvin.
Damn. Lou Rawls, Teddy Pendergrass.
Teddy.
Barry White.
Teddy.
Al Green.
Al Green.
Damn.
I have him fifth all time.
No, there is no better voice out there in R&B than Teddy Pendergrass.
I have him fifth all time. Fifth in the history of music. Fifth all time. Stevie, Marvin, Al Green, Luther, Teddy.
Nah.
That's the top five.
Sure changing, my man.
Well, put a guy top five.
Sure changing.
He's top five.
No. There is no combination of that. That brass void, that brass low, like, he's got like that angry tone to a sweet voice.
On his,
you know,
best,
that rasp.
On his best day, he's as good as anybody. But not enough volume. To my guys who have done a lot more songs.
I get that. I'm talking about purely voice.
Purely voice. That means I got to put David Ruffin ahead of him. David Ruffin, all-time voice. If you're doing just voice, I got to put the lead singer to four times. He's top five dead or alive. That's fantastic. He's top five dead or alive.
Sure changing my man.
That's ever lived.
Sure changing my man a little bit.
Nah.
By the way, you know I was a big fan back then who was close to Teddy? Ashford Simpson.
Yeah.
Ashford Simpson. I can still see the album. I had the album. Is It Still Good to You? And they were like, I guess picture this. So you can check me on this. From my memory, like they're laying down, like it's an artsy shot from like their heads are like kind of head to head but backwards, and their arms are intertwined on the album cover. Is It Still Good to You? Am I right?
I'm looking it up right now.
Checking it out.
I'm checking it out right now because I got a lot of Ashford Simpson in my phone.
It's
awesome.
Their heads are like touching, but upside-down heads, and their arms are kind of wrapped like
I'm
this.
Looking at it right now.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Is
It Still Good to You?
That's a good eye. I mean, it's too small for the camera to pick up. Yeah, that's exactly what the album is.
There you go.
That was a good pull by you.
That was a good pull. Yeah, that's in my memory bank. All right, now I lost my name from State College here for some reason. What's his name? His name evaporated. All right, we'll just go to him. What's your name from State College?
Phil.
Phil! What's up, Phil?
Well, first of all, you're only going old school on the R&B, so you're not mentioning, like, Chris Brown, Akon, Brian McKnight. Like, you got to give those people some love, too. You're just
Listen, good performers. You know, the voice, man. Like, you can't put that in the same category.
True. But The Weeknd should be on that too.
No, TP, best voice of all time.
the Hyperloop. You were talking about going from the Jersey Shore back to Philly for work in the morning.
Yeah,
I leave Monday morning from the Jersey Shore because I hate the traffic so much to drive back to State College, and I start work at 8 a.m.
Wow!
I leave at 4 in the morning, and I get up there in 3 hours and 55 minutes, with dedication on top of everything else. But I need a Hyperloop from Philly
to State College. Yeah,
that's all I need.
Well, there's a lot of students there. That would make sense, actually.
Students, parent weekends. You could have every weekend.
Yep.
I hate the airline so much. I'm driving to Chicago right now for the Big Ten tournament for work because I cannot stand flying.
Are you rooting for the Nittany's? The Nittany's going to do anything in that tournament?
The Nittany's are coming back on Sunday night with a trophy in their hands.
Uh-oh, they're going to win. They're going to win the Big Ten tournament?
I want to hear you talking about it on Monday on your show and give Coach Chambers and those guys the credit.
Wow, we'll see. We'll see. I don't think they're winning the tournament. We'll see.
Brett Brown, and I'll just leave it at that and I'll let you guys talk. Because I've been having this argument with my brothers for the past 5 months. Because they say I'm out of it since I'm in State College and they're in Philly. I've been saying Brett Brown needs to go if they don't win the Eastern Conference Finals, let alone make it. He needs to take the Hyperloop back to San Antonio, which would take 45 minutes.
I can't like definitively say that if he doesn't win the East, because the Milwaukee Bucks are a much better team right now, right? But he would have to extend that series to make it interesting. And almost a game seven, because if six means they would lose at home. They lose the series at home in game six would leave a sour taste in my mouth. I think they would have to take it to a game seven.
If you lose to a better team in six, you lost to a better team. The best individual player.
Means they would have lost 4 of 6.
Yeah, 4-2 in a series.
And the sixth game being home. Yeah. I don't know if I can live with that, Tyrone.
That's tough. That's a hard, you're a hard grader.
Listen. These moves and the cover sports, all this stuff, you know, what's it supposed to tell me? It's supposed to give me hype. It's supposed to tell me, it's supposed to give me hope and hype that they can actually win the East, or else it means nothing.
Well, you see, Sunday's a big game for that reason. play the Bucks on Sunday in their building. Tough game. Let's see what happens
right,
then.
We will
reevaluate.
All right, we're rolling into the 4 o'clock hour. Mike Misnelli show right here, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly. Back at
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.